Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we like to talk about also the original intent of the church and the original intent of the nation. And in that, today, you think about what was the original documents, the original thoughts, you know, and of course, there was a lot of thoughts. You had the Federalist Papers that you can actually read. And by the way, I read about half of them.
Right.
And this was stuff that they were writing back and forth in the Federalist Papers under code names, you know, out of here. Mr. Get out of here. Leave the king. And it was pretty interesting with their thought patterns. It's nothing like the thought pattern of today. And but the thought pattern today has happened because the thought pattern of the church has changed. And so we don't want to, you know, think it's a political thing. But in that understanding that... So what did they write when they finally came together, when they thought it all the way through, and said, okay, we're going to write this thing down. By the way, that first thing they wrote, well, not the first thing, but the official thing they wrote was the Declaration of Independence. And that was their declaration. Okay, we decided, you know, our forefathers, they decided to say, listen, we're going to have to step away from the king because of many reasons, not just taxation without representation, but the biggest thing was, you know, the church. You couldn't even, the king took over the church, and all of a sudden you had to, there's only one church, he said, and he was over it. And that's a huge one. That's why the First Amendment's about that. And the one of the other things is not taxation, but no representative government, that they would make decisions. And in America, or in the colonies, 13 colonies, and by the time the king heard about it, he would change it. He would just go, you know, as a king can do, and they would change it. He said, this king thing ain't working out over here because we came over here to be free from that kind of oppression. We want to be able to worship God freely, and we don't think that the government should have any
control
or make any laws concerning God, religion. And that we should be able to gather. They can't tell us we can't gather. We should be able to gather at any time. And you're looking at the opposite of that happening today. It looks like America is going in the total opposite direction. But to remember that, we're going to play the, you're going to hear the first few words of the Declaration of Independence, which is very important. We should memorize these words. And we're also going to hear the preamble to the Constitution as Robert Freeman reads them. Listen up.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Those are such powerful words, and it was the first words they began to write down, which is, you know, if you taken writing in English, and you know, the very first thing you say has to talk about everything that justifies everything else you're about to say. You don't just wander off and say whatever and then start writing about what you really mean. The first thing you say sets the foundation for everything else that's going to be said. And those, you know, we hold those truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal by our Creator. Think about it. And it's like, And it's like, we got to get back to the original intent of our nation, and that with it, you know, we have rights, but our rights come from God, not for men. It's not, we don't look to Washington, D.C. to give us our rights. We look to God. Our rights come from God. But you find out that when you hear, you know, things, statements made by our president and others there saying that the Bill of Rights is a list of negative rights. It's a list of negative rights. And it's like, no, actually, it just acknowledges some of the rights that we involve government in that we got from God. So really, you know, it doesn't really matter what you think about them, because you're, it's a government by the people and for the people. And that, and it says, you know, when it becomes self-evident that this ain't working, since it, we can rechange that. It's, it's defined that way. And it was getting away from the oppression of the king, and it was coming to a free country, a nation, an idea of freedom, and that we can, under God, with a moral nation, with God as the head, it can survive. You can do it. And it's been proven so far, but we're wandering off our, wandering from our original intent. And if we get back, and we can get back, I really believe, I mean, we got some bumpy roads coming, but there's nothing like a big bump in the road that puts your priorities right.
Get you right back in perspective.
Yeah, and I want to encourage you, you'll be hearing a lot of this as we progress into 2013, is that it's time for the church to lift Jesus up. It's time, just lift him up. He says, you know, if I'll be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. You know, don't lift anything else up but Jesus. And he will draw people to him, and it's in that discipleship and abiding with him that he begins to bring everything back to a place that he wants it to be, all over the world. And so 2013, you're going to be hearing this continually. It's time to lift Jesus up. I mean, how can, he says, if you lift, if we're going to talk more about this, but the original tenet of America is, listen, it has to be a moral and a religious people. It has to be in the Bible is what our founding fathers had, and that's what they defined it by. They had probably had no idea where it would be taken eventually, but it was with that. And I believe it's something like 27 images of the Ten Commandments are in the Supreme Court, painted on the walls of the Supreme Court. And what they say today is that's Moses holding the I forget what they say. It's crazy, whatever they say. Something, you know, it wouldn't, obviously Moses wouldn't be holding something that was like 4,000 years later. But it was something, just something like, that's last week's memo from the, it's like, it's just something made up. I can't tell you what it is right now because it's totally left my mind. But it's just something so silly that justifies the ignorance of today. But I want to encourage you that that's the original 10. I want you to listen to that. Listen again and again. Put that as a part. You know, you can have it in your highlights on your app and on your computer. You go to VFNTV.com and listen to it. You can go to VFN Torch and just download it, use it, hear it, and just say, you know what? I want that part of my heart. I want that part of my life.
Yeah.
Because that's who we are. That's our original intent for this nation. And then get back in the Word of God, the plumb line, as we talked about, because that's God's original intent for me, for His church.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.